You do realize there is a limited amount of magic I can work through the telephone machine.
We can still gain information on the situation remotely. If you have the owl's blood. I am sure we can find an owl.
In Berkeley? Probably.
Well, are we in Berkeley yet?
Oh, yes, you're in Berkeley.
Do either of you have animals?
No.
But what you do have is a plethora of hippies nearby.
Do hippies have animal kin?
Some. Hippies, most of them think they
hippies
do.
Hippies will almost certainly have silver bowls and spring water, though.
They will probably have at least one of those things.
Those two are easy to get.
Yes. The owl's blood, they may not all have animal kin, but most of them believe they do.
That doesn't help.
No, but it's funny. Especially when they decide to commune with the hippos.
Are we in a residential area right now?
No, you're near to the... Well, yeah, but nearish to the university. A couple of blocks at most.
Well, I'm willing to pull over and look for an owl if you are.
Quite. We look for owls.
Perception...
Do I have any mice?
I'm trying to think if you would have any mice.
There's a path for that.
If random mice like in her pockets is something that would be Georgia, but yeah. I don't think it's happened yet, so.
Georgia pulls a mouse out of her robe's pocket and says, I'm sorry it's not in the container.
It was eating the cheese. You got from the king of the
mice. I'm afraid, as musing as that is, I'm going to go with no on the do I have any mice. Give me a... you're looking for owls.
Yeah.
Perception, alertness, difficulty... Fuck me. Both of you have...
Yes.
Both of you have Auspex.
I also have acute sight.
Auspex effectively is acute sight.
Right, but this is the bear on top of that.
That's true. Difficulty...
First of all, are there any?
Well, that's the question. It's night. Berkeley's got quite a few trees in it.
Yeah.
You're in upper Berkeley.
City.
It's fairly well wooded.
Are there rodents? Then there's owls.
Yeah. Owls aren't that uncommon around here. What kind? Colleen, what kind of owls are around
difficult.
Here?
Difficult. There could be gray horns in
seven.
In Berkeley. In fact, there was an instance that Alan Fish was telling me about years ago where gray horn owls were hunting and basically having territory battles with the red shoulders in Berkeley.
Nice.
And people were finding headless red shouldered hawks all over Berkeley and they thought it was some like weird cult activity, but no, it was gray horned owls. Because they would fuck you up.
Four successes.
You hear distant hooting. You follow it into the university itself. There are hippies around. And you see a tree in which, at the very top, there is an owl and nine hippies. They're back in the tree again.
Yeah. Leland was saying so.
The owl is in the tree with them?
The owl is way up above them.
Hmm.
It's a very tall tree. The hippies are playing a guitar and singing, I'm not making this up, Kumbaya.
You are making this up.
Shut up.
Pardon. Does anyone up there have some spring water?
No, but they got a lot of kombucha.
What? Spring water. Do any of you have it?
Man, do you know how much pollution bottled water puts out every year? I bet he's with the administration!
They
start chanting.
What about a silver bowl?
Owl. I summon.
There is a rope ladder that leads up to the top of the tree.
Can I dominate the owl?
No, that's animalism, not dominate.
I go up the ladder.
Okay.
When I am a third of the way up the tree, I will use celerity.
Oh.
While she is doing this, I am going to movement of the mind the owl to my hand.
Wow.
Masquerade violation of the boy.
Let's see some thaumaturgy rolls on that one. And as to you, what kind of celerity are you using? What level?
Really fast.
Yes, but what? One, two, two. Burn me some blood.
I'll grab the bird.
Burn me the blood.
Oh yeah, good at this roll.
Holy shit! They scream as you climb up the tree rapidly. Celerity 2 is very visibly.
I'm above them though, right?
No, you're climbing. You got a third of the way up the tree. They're above you. Or are you going to wait until you're above them?
I'll wait until I'm above
them. The rope only goes up to their platform.
Oh, god damn it.
Colleen, how much do owls weigh?
Is it a great horned owl?
Yes.
10 pounds?
Okay.
Only I'm still going to use celerity.
One, then?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's
what
I said I would do. But anyway, I climb up to their platform, and then I will climb up into the branches above them.
And then use celerity?
And then I will use celerity.
Okay. You climb up into their platform. One of them offers you a pipe.
Oh, no, thank you. That's very kind. I'm actually researching this owl, and I'm trying to grab it for science.
Far out.
So I'm going to...
Don't hurt the owl, though.
There.
The owl is part of the greater biosphere.
We all are. We all are together.
Exactly. Who's that down there?
A professor.
They start chanting at him.
Oh, Jesus. Great horned owls weigh approximately 3 pounds.
Oh, 3 pounds. Okay.
I mean, they're big birds, but
they're
fluff.
Okay, well...
What did you get on your thaumaturgy?
So the
two successes.
What does that let you do?
That lets me... Well, I was only rolling for the tiny one.
Yeah.
So, hang on. I'm reading that.
Throw. You climb up?
Yes.
Okay. They're chanting various anti-things slogans at the good Falsgraf.
Okay.
None of them see you as you climb extremely rapidly. Well, actually, I would like you two to roll initiative.
Success is duration of control.
Ah.
Okay, so I get to add celerity to that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, wait, you're using celerity. No, wait, no. Yes, you do. For initiative, you do.
Okay, 17.
Nice. Roll me an initiative run.
So I may control the owl for...
Well, it's really, does she get to the owl first, or do you control it first?
4 plus 4 plus 5 plus 1, 14.
Okay, and lastly from you, I need a dexterity athletics.
Or 3 times.
Yes. You do not get to use your celerity dice for this, because you are using celerity for speed.
Willpower.
You do get to use willpower if you will.
And difficulty?
6.
Falling out of the tree would be bad.
Yes.
That's subtracted. Oh, that was a 9. 1, 2. Plus the willpower is 3 successes.
3 successes. Okay. And you had, I'm sorry, Chris, your initiative was?
14.
14. You get up to the top. Now I need a dex roll. Sorry, lots of dice rolls to do this.
That's fine. Oh, wait, willpower again.
Okay, willpower again.
Difficulty?
6. No, 7. It's a small target.
2 successes.
2 successes. You grab the owl. It immediately begins thrashing about.
I clasp it.
Clasp the owl.
I breast the owl.
What does the owl do?
What did you do?
She grabbed the owl and is... Bear hugging it.
He's gonna try to foot you with his feet as wherever he can. So if you don't have the feet controlled, you're gonna get fucking hurt because they have a foot pressure of about 500 psi per talon.
Ooh. Per talon, it's got like 10 of those.
So if I grab him from behind and his feet are forward, can he?
It depends on. I mean, is he below your arms? I mean, he could try to. Oh, he can't really do that, but he can. He's going to try to.
If you are grasping and bringing him to you, he can probably get you.
Yes. Mm. Let me
cover
find
its eyes.
Out.
It'll fall asleep.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're doing this in the heat of the moment, so, you know.
Yeah.
It's very likely.
The heat of the moment.
So as she grabs it out like this, and it tries to foot her.
Well, you just said you grabbed it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, she...
You have to grab it like this and pull it in, but
right.
It doesn't take much time, especially with Celerity running.
Okay.
It's going to try and just claw out your thigh, effectively.
Interesting.
Give me a soak check.
Oh, he's going to be squidgy with his wings.
A six is a success?
Yes.
Then fail.
Fail? Well, he failed too, so not much happens. He's unable to actually scratch you meaningfully as you hold him.
Now that I know that he's trying to...
I mean, he's not very big, so you
can... I hold him a little further away from my torso.
All right. She has grabbed the owl.
Excellent. How are you holding yourself in the tree while holding the owl?
That's a good question.
I'm balanced at the top of the tree.
Yes,
that's
for the moment.
That's why I don't get out of the tree.
Now I don't know how to get down.
Yes. You could just bleed the owl.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm fine with hippies.
Don't kill
him. I'm still
alive over
well. What are you going to bleed it into, though?
Can the hippies see me?
They're looking up now that the owl is letting
you
screeches. They can see kind of you up. You kind of see you up there. They can't see exactly what you're doing. It's dark.
Is there a way for me to, like, turn so that my body...
Sure, Dex Athletics. No, I'm sorry. Acrobatics this time, assuming that is one.
I don't think it is. I think that would be a special one. Or maybe a specialty.
Athletics, then... Dex Athletics. Hey, let's make a new edition of Vampire and change all the fucking talents and skills.
I don't think Acrobatics was part of the previous one either, though. That was Athletic, or Dodge became Athletics.
What's the difficulty?
Seven this time.
One success.
Okay, you teeter a little bit, but manage to turn around.
Okay.
Now they probably can't see you.
Did you teach me how to do that mind-to-mind contact thing?
Sure.
Did you?
In our week off, we would have talked probably
that's
via.
That's true, that's true.
She may have even met me once, although it will be one of those awkward things where we both go to...
The mind-to-mind thing, what is it exactly?
That was actually talk to the regent, so I don't know that...
Oh, that's a ritual, yeah. No,
yeah.
Sorry, that calls the regent, not him.
Okay.
Also, it takes time.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's going to be hard to initiate a ritual while you're balancing on a branch holding a screaming and squawking owl.
Although I could probably hear her voice over it.
Probably, yes, but so can the hippies.
Well, she can whisper. Probably still catch it.
Maybe.
I'm good at hearing.
Maybe.
You could jump out of the tree.
You could. You would survive.
And that's why you don't get out of the tree.
Yes.
How problematic do the hippies appear to be, their presence? Is this...
Well, most of them are trying to see what's going on up there.
And failing? Or
pretty badly, yeah.
Okay. They're in a treehouse.
They're on a platform.
A platform.
It's not even a tree.
How sturdily attached is that platform?
It's nailed to the tree. It's sturdy enough to support their weight.
Could strength 4 rip it off?
Maybe.
Okay.
If it really tried, yeah, it might.
Better Robin Hoods.
Are you speaking in normal tones?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you can hear it.
I nod.
What volume do you require?
Just a drop or two.
Do you have a vial?
Yes.
It's down there. You could literally jump out of the tree.
Well, I was planning on biting the owl and braining just a little bit and then spitting it into the vial.
Good work. Do you appear to be flailing with reconciling my vial and your location?
Yes.
Okay, I will movement of the mind up the vial.
You already rolled a movement of the mind, but we can't.
Oh, is this on the same
one
turn?
Initiative? So we'll just say that you use it on the vial instead.
Oh.
Okay.
But
so
where does it go?
A vial levitates out of his pocket and up into the air.
Oh, lovely.
Do the hippies see?
Yes, they do.
Oh, damn it.
Whoa! What the hell?
Invisible string.
Dude.
They're hippies. The truth might actually make more sense to them.
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay. So we did say I could maneuver so that the owl is between
them. You can maneuver such that the owl...
So that my body is between them
and
the owl.
The owl.
So they can't see the owl.
Correct.
So when I bite the owl...
Yes.
They shouldn't be able to see that.
Not necessarily.
Okay, I bite the owl.
I'm confused as to why you are so concerned about the opinion of the hippies.
Masquerade.
Hmm. This after you levitated a vial up past them. You're worried about what they'll think about you.
I kind of figured that since it was dark and she was obscured, it wouldn't be that obvious to them. But
well, see, the branches are all up there.
It's a tiny little vial.
It's tiny and made of glass.
Fine, I'll roll perception awareness on them.
Alertness, you mean? Or is it awareness?
No, in this case, I think it's awareness.
Okay.
Anyway, I bite the owl.
One of them at least sees it and calls attention to it. You bite the owl.
Yes.
I can't do it without sound.
Colleen, what does an owl make noise-wise when it's bitten? Okay.
It was already kind of doing that.
Yeah.
Now it's doing that more.
Okay. Okay, I assume its blood is like...
Yes.
...on my lips.
Yes.
And okay, possibly...
Doesn't taste very good.
Anyway, I grab the vial... Which means I probably lose control of the owl.
Which means the owl is going to try and cut you.
Or flee.
I cut you, man. Well, yeah, it's just going to try and squirm free. Nope. It doesn't get free? Nope.
Oh.
It's flat. It's panicking too much. It's not being able to really escape.
Stupid owl. I put some of its blood in the bottle.
You managed to do that.
I let the owl.
One more athletics check.
Difficulty?
7.
One success.
You stay up.
Okay.
I would love if she fell out of the tree and had staked herself on the tree.
Probably not likely to happen.
Once I get a little bit of blood in the vial, I let the owl go.
Flies off.
Oh, I guess I should have picked its wings.
Birds heal really well. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Cool. Really flies off.
All right.
He's immediately eaten by a quick.
I climb down with the vial of owl blood.
When you get to the platform, one of the hippies confronts you. Hey, why are you torturing animals, man?
Where is she? Oh, she's at the platform.
I heard that animal. It was in pain.
Good. They don't like the banding process, but it's necessary so that we can track them. So that we know how many there are and whether they're eating anything that's hurting them.
Trying to decide how really radical hippies would react to that. Because on the one hand, a lot of them are Luddites, but on the other hand, that is eco-science.
But there's also a lot of crazy, like, extreme animal activists that are like, people shouldn't own pets, and they try to, like, sabotage, like,
banding operations. But I'm trying to think of, like, would PETA have an objection to that? To studying animals?
I mean, like, we were always very cautious about what letting people know where our banding locations were, because...
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of them starts chanting, God, give me a slogan. One of them starts chanting slogans at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll begin climbing the ladder.
I climb down.
Well, you meet in the middle.
we pass.
No, oh, really? Okay. Dex Athletics, both of you.
Excuse me, sir.
I let her pass.
You seem to be going up.
Dex Athletics, both of you.
Is there a reason you're going up?
Like I needed to quiet.
Twice the opportunities to botch.
Difficulty? 6. 3 successes. I'm quite adept.
2 successes.
Oh, you managed to slip past each other. Kara, you get down to the ground. You get up to the platform.
Which one's chanting?
Some guy wearing Birkenstocks and a freaking tie-dye shirt.
Oh, it's Huggy Bryan.
I don't know who that is. What are you doing up here?
You like owls?
I like turtles.
Yeah. Dominate?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're dominating him to do the thing that he already does.
Yep.
Why?
Why not?
No, he really likes owls.
Well, no, you just said you like owls.
Yeah.
It's literally going to be taken.
I like turtles.
Okay, roll dominate. If you succeed or fail, the same thing happens.
Well, you could botch, in which case weird things happen.
He stops like, you know, I wonder if I can force myself to botch. Can I spend a willpower to botch?
No.
Four successes.
Okay, he likes owls. Of course I like owls. They're part of nature's creatures. They're not cruel like man.
You like it when people study owls.
I don't know. No, there's my cancel.
Let's assume his willpower is about a 5.
All right, 4 successes.
I guess.
And now he's not. And thus, you like it when people improve their understanding of owls.
Maybe. They should still be free.
The owl is free.
Free from all your. All your artificial constraints.
Just is out of his comfort zone.
I don't know how to fuck that.
He's not really good at faking hippie for someone who's lived in San Francisco his entire goddamn life.
Because I don't associate with Luddite fucking hippies.
Dominate again.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what I'm saying first.
Please.
People who don't like people studying owls are capitalist stooges.
Oh, my 10s cancel. And my 7 cancels.
So
but I'm saved by my 6s.
He turns around and punches the guy next to him. Liberate the workers! Bam, bam, bam! A fight breaks out on the platform.
I leave the tree.
That's how you get them out of the tree. Yes. The hippies are prone to violence.
When they're dominated, yes. You triple dominated him in 5 seconds. That suppresses a lot.
You like owls.
Ben here says, it's getting to that point in the conversation where owl stops sounding like a real word.
Okay, that happened. You climb back down.
Miss Johnson, you should call the law enforcement.
I call the law enforcement.
Inform them there's an altercation in the tree.
I inform them there's an altercation in the tree.
Campus police. Wait, no. Who are you calling?
911.
Okay. 911 emergency.
Hi. There seems to be some kind of fisticuffs occurring halfway up a tree on campus.
Oh, not again. We'll have a squad car over there in 5 minutes. Who is this?
Just a passersby.
All right, please stay there and stay on the line. We're going to need to take a statement.
Okay. Click.
Now we need spring water and a silver bowl. As we begin walking back towards the car.
What's George's nature?
Her nature?
Yeah.
Celebrant. She's feeling pretty happy right now. She just did a thing.
Not quite good enough, though, for this.
But she participated in science!
Yeah.
Not quite on point. Tom would have gotten a willpower from that.
She might get one for completing the ritual.
That maybe. Maybe.
She's
we'll
more
see.
Magic-oriented.
Yeah, I know.
Not so much trapping wildlife and feeding off of it.
And watching hippies get dominated.
Yeah.
All right. Now what?
Man.
You've got the owl blood?
Yep.
You don't have the silver bowl and the spring water?
Yep. Need those still.
Where are you going to get them?
I asked the driver, where would we get a silver bowl
and walk back to the car.
Water?
A cop car passes you as you walk back.
That was
what?
Fast.
They're used to this. They know about the fucking activists in the tree.
Also, they kind of hang out on campus all the time.
I hope they hose down the activists.
You don't have the water for that. Come on.
Taser.
Taser.
Yeah.
I like the hippies.
I like them too. They're fun.
Anyway.